Because you, yes. Now we are. So how are you all doing? I had a few thoughts which I would like to share with you at the beginning. We usually have our retreats at a place where is not yet a different schedule, a different energy, a different... We have our retreats on an empty page of paper. Radha Desh is not an empty page of paper. It is every morning the worship starts early. Morning there is a lecture from the Bhagavatam. There's a certain form of worship. And then there's a certain type of food, certain type of dress. Everything is very particular and very, let me say, very much geared towards sadhana, is particular sadhana and a particular type of service also. It's an atmosphere which we all know and love, an atmosphere which helps us in our spiritual life, and an atmosphere which has put deep sanskaras in our mind. Like when I don't get up for Mangala Aarti at 4 o'clock, there's always this alarm clock in me, wherever I am, even on an airplane, 4 o'clock it goes off. Hurry, otherwise you don't make it for Mangala Aarti. So it's a very particular form of training and inspiration and so on. Now during retreats, we usually want to, you know, create an empty page in our life and redesign our life in a new way, taking obviously the good things with us. It's for me very, very unusual to give a retreat in a temple. Also, I always have to fight with the devotees who struggle from what you call psychologically sleep deprivation, because they're tired, they have to stand, otherwise they would fall down. And that's an unusual audience, you know. So it's still I'm very happy, because this is a great challenge for me to give a retreat. I give retreats in other situations. Of course, I visit all this temple and lecture and do everything in the atmosphere of a temple when I'm there. At least I'm trying my best to do so. So this is a challenge for me. It's something new I have to do. And I do like challenges. So I think all of us have to endeavor, and we have a very nice... an interesting subject matter. I'm really curious how you will do today in this workshop. I'm really curious. We will sing a Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and we have chosen this especially for Belgium. We will sing the Rain Raga. We have saved this melody, this Rain Raga, for Belgium. It might bring more rain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. So nice to sit together. We are now designing new workshops. They're called the Workshop of the Holy Name, where we will also teach about japa, but put a special emphasis on kirtan, because we have this yuga dharma, which is sankirtan, or this singing together in the association with devotees. It's very powerful, and there's a lot of information about how to do kirtans which Mahaprabhu has given. One very great information which he always says is kirtan must be done with a feeling of longing. And that was today's morning class lecture. See, yesterday we talked all about making a relationship with Krishna, and we heard different things like how to use prayer, how to use a simple three-step meditation. I'm yours, Krishna, you are the infinite master of my life, and I'm only here in this world to make a connection again with you. But today I wanted to highlight that the most realistic way of relationship is first of all to feel the separation from this relationship. And we learned that in some mystical way, when you think of a deep separation of Krishna, then Krishna may be distant, vipra, but alamba, you attain him by this feeling of separation, because he is not different from his thought. Today, I will go to slightly easier subjects. These yesterday had to do a lot with the mood. Today will be more on exercise, and there are some fun exercises also. Today we will dedicate our workshop to the art of concentration. We have a movie to show you in the beginning. We used the most modern technology to produce this video. It's actually technology which is extremely controversial, because this technology is implanted into the brain of a person and then films it. And we have implanted this technology into the brain of a chanter. We had to pay him 10,000 euros because we didn't know if we would get it out of the brain again. It's highly controversial, but extremely confidential and intimate, this video which we have, because you will actually be able to see what a chanter sometimes thinks. Having said this much, we will eclipse the light. And you have to see this. It's called Japa of an Ordinary Soul. It was my own brain which was researched on. So you can see now. Hare Krishna. That was our little technical attempt. The point of this movie is, as we are chanting, yes, there will be many sankskaras coming up. Many things come up for us. Our secret attachments will confront us. as we keep on chanting and hearing, they will also go away, especially if we learn one little technique, that is to be present in the present. See, the mind with whom you are working has two functions, sankalpa and vikalpa. It accepts things and rejects things. They are also called hankering. The mind grasps for something which it wants to have, an experience, a person, a plan, or lamenting. Now what this amounts to is that the mind will always keep us in two times. The first time is when we hanker for something, the future, something which we want to reach in the future. We meditate in the future. Or when we lament for something which may not have worked out according to our plan, our mind is in which time? The past, exactly. When the mind goes into the future, it goes into the anticipating mood, the planning mood, also sometimes the worrying mood, what will happen in the future, the fantasizing mood about the future, and what you wish to happen and what you wish that it does not happen. When the mind goes into the past, it thinks of past memories, of regretting things, or also of reverie. This was good. This was so good. You think of things that have already happened and are over. My dear devotees, to not be able to concentrate means nothing short than to not be able to be in the present. When you cannot concentrate, you are either with things in the future which you want to happen or which you do not want to happen. Or if you can't concentrate, you are with the past, with things which happened, which you may like or not like. You know, you are in past events. But please understand, we only have moments to live. In other words, only the now, the present, is with us. The past is gone like water which has streamed down a river. And the future is uncertain. We do not know exactly how it will turn out. But what we know is the now, the moment. I now see Nimai. I now give a lecture. You listen now. I mean, that's what you do. I'm not saying you should listen, but that's what you do. Invest into this moment. I should give the best lecture I have ever tried to give. And with this attitude, that I really care what is now, you will improve your life. You will not change your life at all, not even a centimeter, if you either stay in the future or in the past, because you absolutely have no influence on what happens in these two time modules. Krishna can change the past, and Krishna can also design the future, but that only God can do. The jiva, us, we only have the now. And it is this moment which most of us don't even have. Hare Krishna. Because we live in the future or in the past. We don't take advantage of the now. We are not fully present in the now. This gets especially disturbing when we sit down and do our japa. We are not present with what is going on. We are not present to the sound. We are not living with the sound. We are not allowing the sound to pervade us because we are too busy with the future or the past. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a verse which I hope I have. Oh, yes, here it is. Forget the past that sleeps, and never the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, which are with you, and progress thee shall call. Let me try to translate this from the old English into a modern English, like we speak at this time. Forget the past that is gone and sleeps, and do not dream of the future, but act now in the present, and you will make progress. This afternoon, I want to make with you a few exercises which are fun to do. I also want to do with you a walking exercise, but I think I will have to do this here. This will be a very special walking exercise because it's walking in crowded areas. It will be, but it's possible. I would like to only say to you now, my dear devotees, according to Vedic psychology, I'm working now in this Vedic psychology, and it will be amazing if I come out of my cave in Berlin with that first big learning courses, Vedic psychology. You will be amazed. It's really nothing short than the art of complete transformation, which there's a lot of experiential learning in this. But as I'm working with this, I begin to understand that the mind in Sanskrit is called antakarana. Anta means inner and karana means instrument. It's an instrument, which a tool. However, this instrument has a mechanism in it which gives it almost godlike power. It's independent. It's like, I think yesterday I told you, it's like a hammer which has its own life and it begins to hammer the person who is trying to use it. No? Antakarana, the inner instrument, is not under my full control. It sometimes controls me. The mind is very much like a child in a supermarket. Madan Mohan has a wonderful little child, and also our Mandaleshwari has a child. Have you ever gone with your child into the supermarket and the child was not in its best Krishna consciousness? What will happen to the child? It will run and it will accept things. Oh, I want this toy, this nice teddy bear, this nice eatable preparation. And it will also run away from the meat department. No, I don't want this. This is not good. So our antakarana, inner instrument, is unfortunately like a little child which is difficult to control in this world. It runs to the things of the world by either grabbing it, holding fast to it, and not letting them go, or by just rejecting it, like we had in our surgical movie. There was this one scene where this person thought of his enemy, and he invited the enemy in the ring, and it was a hate thing. We made it very brief because it's so unpleasant to hear the music and to see the pictures, you know. But we are often thinking of friends of enemy terms. We reject something, and this what we reject lives in us. What you resist, that persists in you. unfortunately. So, in our chanting, we want to control on the moment, and we want to be totally present with the moment. Before I chant with you the Hare Krishna mantra, for some educational purpose, I want to introduce to you a mantra which each one, even your of the conditioned souls, even the mother, your mother and father who may not chant Hare Krishna, chants 21,600 times a day. Do you know this mantra which each one chants? It's a God-conscious mantra. 21,600 times a day. I know it's a surprise. Please don't say. They were in the Croatian region. This mantra is the best of mantra. It's Hum Sa. When you breathe in, there's a sound hum. And when you breathe out, there's a sound called Sa. Hum Sa refers to whom? No. That is what the Mayavadis twisted out of this mantra. They turned it around and said, so hum. These, from the Mayavadis, yes. Hum Sa. Who is Hum Sa? Swan. Who is the swan?
Krishna.
Krishna is a swan. But Krishna is always... How is Krishna a swan? Radha, Radha Nishwara. He is a Hamsa avatar. He appears as a swan. Yes? And elsewise? Prabhupada? He is also a swan. Yes. Paramahamsa. No, but this Hamsa, where is the Lord? He's always with you. In the lake of the heart. There are two swans, remember, fourth canto. No? The Brahmana says, my dear soul, both you and me are living on the lake of the heart as two swans. It's that Ganda. Ganda, we also say, in English. It's the swan, the mystical swan which the Upanishads talk about, is the Lord in the heart. And now every living entity is actually originally Krishna conscious. That means every one of us chants I already become blissful. It's so blissful. I do it when I fall asleep. That's why I sometimes can't sleep. I'm so blissful. You know. Here it is. Japa is, here's from the Shastra, Japa is the progressive realization of the supreme state. Once our own primeval sound, which is a mantra, is to be repeated loud. With the letter Sa, the breath is expelled. Please do this. Sa. 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 With the letter Hung, it again re-enters. Now the whole mantra, please. Sa. 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 Okay. the minister of Sannyas comes, I have to be very careful. I won't introduce this mantra as a substitute to the Hare Krishna mantra. Don't worry. Don't tell the minister of... Shalab say, I'm joking. The jiva constantly, listen to this, the jiva constantly repeats this mantra, hangsa, sa, 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 day and night, 21,600 times. The repetition of this mantra of the Lord is repeated. It is simply to do this, but difficult for dalats. You know, those who are tupko, means tupko, you know what this means. Tupko is a Bosnian word. It means a little dull. Dull, covered. They don't understand. Well, I'm chanting. The ones who are spiritually awake know I'm worshipping Krishna with my breath, day and night. I'm his worshipper. What you only have to learn is to come from the unconscious worship to the conscious worship. In the Madhva Sampradaya, after all, we are the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. We have something to do with this. Although what we have to do and what we don't have to do can be read in an excellent paper by Dina Dayal. It's so good. Is it possible to get the papers of the Bhaktivedanta College for ordinary people like us? Yeah. Is there public access to the papers? There is. Dina Dayal has written a fantastic paper on the relationship of us Gaudiyas with the Madhva Sampradaya. It's a very intriguing paper because is it just a strategic connection or is it a content connection? This question is raised and dealt with in a very satisfactory way. So Madhvacharya, this is a point of Madhvacharya, he says that in the body, mukhya pran, that's a representative of vayu, is constantly chanting this mantra, helping the jiva to be connected with Krishna. It's a nice, huh? He's a real theist. Woo! This is a very theistic point. What I sometimes would like to recommend you is to just consciously breathe in and out and constantly think or repeat this mantra in you. And just because we just do it as an exercise. It's not that I'm now saying do japa with this mantra. I would like to just ask you for a little... Oh, sorry, it makes always this little orchestra. I would like you... So sit tall and just concentrate on the Lord of the heart. God is in your heart. If you can't feel your heart so easily, it helps a lot to put the hand where it is so that we can focus our attention there. It's on the more on the left side is for... Yeah, it's here in my case. It's usually in everyone. It's never here or here. It's here. So, just chant this mantra together with me. Concentrate. The Lord of the heart. You say the sigh a little bit too loud, softer. Please continue. I will give you further directions. Now, please don't say it, but think it as you breathe. Some of you are spacing out. Please bring the mind back. Automatically does this without your pronunciation. If you consciously do this by mentally repeating hung when you breathe in and mentally repeating sa when you breathe out, you will, and thinking of Krishna within the heart, or the super soul within the heart, you will very quickly attain a state of God consciousness. You don't need to say it, because it's really something like hum on an inhale, and something like sa. It's in your own pronunciation, the way your body pronounces it, in which you say this. This is how kind Krishna is. He's always with us. And in our breath, he reveals himself. That's why he says in the Gita, Pranosmi. I'm the inhaling and exhaling prana. No, it's actually, I'm prana. He says only, I'm prana. Can you feel how just by consciously watching the breath and internally thinking of Krishna, how he is the breath, you attain a state of God consciousness, which is very natural and joyful and even blissful at times. However, you need to stay with your breath. You need to be present in the present. You need to stop the function of the mind, which always brings you in the past or into the future. Fast day in your coming to another level of consciousness. Now we want to obviously apply this secret to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in order to do this, I would like to request you to start with a very simple exercise which brings you in the presence. I again request you to sit tall. Maybe we need to open the windows a little bit, not so completely, because it's, yeah. I'm in a very delicate health. I would catch a cold, but there, it's open there already. So now, my dear devotees, I really request you to just now concentrate your mind on what is going on presently. I will make a few sounds. Some of you know this exercise, and the task of you will be to just listen to the sounds and identify them in your mind. No need to tell them. So when you're ready, please sit tall. And your task is to just listen to the sounds which you hear. Please close your eyes. Important you close your eyes, otherwise you see what I'm doing. We cannot yet see the Hare Krishna mantra as the spiritual content, but we can listen to it. So this is an exercise which brings us there. First sound. I start with a very difficult sound. Once again. All right, what was that? Here comes the second sound. I will use sounds which come up in our ordinary life, but we might have listened to them, but we might never have really heard them. So now it's a chance to hear this. Hare Krishna, what was that? Here comes an easy sound for you. You all know what that is. Now again a difficult sound. It's a little shocking, so please prepare yourself. Not very shocking, but a little. Hare Krishna. I had to give him a sweet ball to make the sound at the proper time. So that was a difficult sound. Now again. That was the sound. I will do it again for you. And one more time so that you have a chance to know what it is. You can even open your eyes now in case you want to know and you think you can't find it out, and look how I'm doing it. Krishna. After having done this, I request you to... No, stay where you are with your eyes, because now it gets essential. Please now just stay, breathe, and just listen to what goes on in the environment. What sounds do we hear? Really concentrate on hearing. While you have closed eyes, if you identify a sound, please say. And nothing comes by. Birds, okay. Let us try to hear if we also can hear the birds. The way you hear is you have to absolutely relax and be present to what is. Don't strain yourself too much. That is the way you will miss a few things. Your neighbor's clock Is it the wrist watch or what is it? A clock you hear? Let me try it. Your nail. Your arm breathing. Your own. One never knows with devotees. Very unusual personalities. Yeah, my own breathing, yes. Raindrops touching the leaves. Traffic, I hear also traffic, a very distinct, but traffic in the very distant, that is what I wanted to say. You hear, of course, this little foolish raga box, isn't it? Yeah. Please continue to try to hear near the wind, yes. I'm sorry? Car passing by, correct. Did you hear the poles using their zzzz for a moment? Bengals. Oh, who's coming? Maya Devi or Bengals, yes. Sorry? Barking dog. A crow is calling. Really, children, let us try. Yeah, well, if you hear, I can't. I always hear my mind, this exercise is boring, Sachinanda, and stop it. I hear this. I think it's enough. I want to now come to the essence. I want you to say Hare, and only Hare. Then we will say Krishna and only Krishna and Rama. And just try to listen to the sound. I will do it one time alone or a few times alone. When I use the bell, please join me. Hare. Hare, 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 Hare. Continue, please. Try to hear the sound inside of you. Inside of you. It could help you if you close one ear with one hand. Hare, 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 Hare. Try to hear the sound inside of you, even without the help of the hand. Hare, 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 Hare. Now please try to hear the sound outside of you, surrounding you. Hare, 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 thank you very much. I will keep on saying to you, hear it inside of you. What you should do at that time is bring your attention to the inside, and you will hear something. When I say hear the sound outside of you, it's important that you bring your attention outside and try to perceive the sound which is outside of you. It's not so much an intellectual exercise or a mind-based exercise. It's an exercise where you want to just be with the sound and experience the sound. And you do this by directing your consciousness either inside or outside. So now comes a very wonderful name. Hari was already most wonderful, now most wonderful Krishna. I request you to start with going inside. And, you know, after all, you produce the sound here, no? That's inside. And the sound goes inside of you and fills you. It vibrates in your whole body. So this is what we want to experience. And don't try to force it. Just bring your consciousness there, and you will become aware of some things you have never been aware of. Like when you try to listen what was in the room, so many bangles, barking dogs, drops of rain on the leaves, breathing, and so on. We will do this now. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Go inside of you to the vocal cords and hear the sound or perceive the sound. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Now perceive the sound outside of you. Experience the vibration in this room, the sound vibration. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Very good. Now Rama, first inside of you. Rama, 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 Rama. Now experience the sound outside of you. Rama, 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 Rama,
Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama.
Wonderful, really very powerful vibration. You're doing so well. Now two names at a time, Hare Krishna, and only this Hare Krishna. We will work our, or we will move with our consciousness into the whole mantra and pervade the whole mantra. That's the idea of this exercise. So, Hare Krishna, 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 inside. Hare Krishna, 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 outside of you. Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you. Now, a more useful exercise, we will chant eight names. I will do it alone, and we will only chant these eight names because we really want to gain a new approach to the holy name. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, inside of you. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare. Outside of you, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Great. See, we are trying to break the automatic habit. And did you notice? I also did three mistakes in this exercise. I went after the half of the mantra, of course, to Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. But that meant I was controlled by my mind, by my own sanskaras. I was not using the mind. I was not in the present. I was not with the exercise. So, some of you made the same mistakes I heard as I was doing. We have now our second chance with Hare Rama. Just bring the mind and just tell it. We just listen. The idea is listen to the second half of the mantra. Go into it and feel it from outside also. We can all start again and tell your mind you won't get any prasadam if you start with Hare Krishna. Or just I mean that may be a little rush or tell your mind, make a sankalpa. I want to now be owned. I really want to be with the chanting, and if I space out, I will go on automatic pilot, like I do 95% during my rounds, or 98%, or 99%. I really want to break this automatic thing by concentrating on the sound in the present. What is now here? Mm-hmm. So, I hope I won't make the mistake. I should be the Jabba retreat leader. Bodhidoba. No. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. The exercise only has value in that it brings us to what we do now. Now we chant Hare Krishna, the entire mantra, but try to avoid doing it on automatic pilot. Yeah? Automatic pilot, automitska, pilotitska. It means without thinking, just following the habit. No? So what will we do? We will just listen to the mantra. We will just more or less feel, or feel sounds too much. Experience is maybe the better word, or being aware of it. Just you know, being with the sound. That's all what we do. We are not with the mind in this. As Prabhupada said, what is the question of the mind? Just listen. No? Gaurahari, maybe you can find the sound bit and we can play it to you. When you have it, you can give me a sign. So now please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Continue. Be with the sound. The sound is inside of you and outside of you. Beautiful sound. A river of sound. Dive into the sound. Don't think. Please don't think. Experience. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so much. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, but what do we do with the mind? He said, just listen. Where is the question of the mind? We will hear Prabhupada say this.
Morning, Prabhupada. It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant.
What is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What is the question of mind?
You have to chant with your tongue and hear. That's all. Where is the question of the mind? You can park him. We don't need him for this. Okay, so let us chant with the tongue and hear. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so very much. Now please remain in the space which we have entered through the exercises, and let us all chant together for, I would see we still, I will give you a sign, we will go up till 5 minutes before half, before 1:30. Let us use this now, and please, where is the question of the mind? The mind is, we don't know, need, because the mind is always in the future and in the past. It hankers and laments, same old story, homemade videos, very boring. And we will just be with this now. We will just experience the sound. We will just listen. In our own speed, you may turn towards the altar, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. What might help you is to sometimes bring the ear a little forward and like this to listen to the sound. It should be very loud at that time. You can sometimes do that. Whenever the mind comes, you simply say, I'm not interested in you, and in 10 minutes I can listen to what you want to say. Just listen. You don't need the mind. Just hear. Experience the sound. You have only a few more minutes left. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have 30 more seconds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So congratulations, you have completed your second day morning session. I recommend that those of you who do not intend to take part in the excellent yoga session, that they use the half an hour which they have before lunch to continue chanting from that space and with this experience which you have now. In the afternoon we will be learning three very powerful techniques which are very easy to follow, which will help you to bring to always come into this moment where you can experience what is, that is the Hare Krishna mantra, is when you chant at that time the Hare Krishna mantra. So thank you very, very much. The afternoon session starts at 4:30. The yoga session will start in 5 minutes. That's the time which you need to dress yourself up. And I wish you a very good chanting. Hare Krishna!